The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Netball Show with Flyhawk, let's speak to Ella Bowen. Ella, thank you for doing this, first of all, and maybe a chance to reflect and celebrate your time in the Super League.
Yeah, no, thanks so much for having me. It's really good to kind of chat and, yeah, talk about things.
If we start, you're originally from Barnard Castle as well, and Northeast Northwest known for its netball talent. So I suppose what were those early days like playing netball, playing at school?
Got into netball at about age 7. I joined my first netball club, which is Oaksway Netball, and I've been there ever since. But my mum was a PE teacher, so kind of got me into every single sport going. Just absolutely love sport. Played hockey, tennis, netball, swimming, absolutely everything. And I suppose for me, it was a bit of like my thing. So I'm not very academic. I'm quite dyslexic. So in school, I struggled maybe with the academic side. But kind of sport and netball was really my thing. And I just loved it. And I always knew I wanted to do something with sport. But what that was, I didn't know. And obviously, netball kind of just progressed a lot quicker than other sports did. And yeah, I just was maybe a little bit better than netball and enjoyed it more, and it kind of just went from there. So yeah.
And there's always that nice bit of friendly rivalry, I suppose. And up in the Northeast, it's Oaksway, obviously, against Grangetown. What have some of the enjoyable games over the years?
Yeah, definitely. It's always been a bit of a rivalry, but it's really nice because you kind of get to know people in the opposition team. And I had coaches that were from Grangetown. I think my first county coach, Faye, she was from Grangetown. And kind of you crossed over in that aspect. But yeah, there was always a strong rivalry. And I think there still is a strong rivalry. But no, it is great. And actually, that's what a sport needs. Like, you need to have a bit of rivalry. You need to have a bit of oomph to kind of go and be like, we're winning this game. So yeah, no, it was really good. And it was really fun.
What was it like then when you finally got the opportunity for trials to be part of the Super League? I think it was 2022?
Yeah, no, it was really cool. So kind of how it came about, I wasn't expecting it at all. So I just kind of played my first season back after being out injured for a long time with under 19 Lightning, and had a quite good season and didn't think much of it, just was really enjoying being back in court playing my netball. And I noticed that some of the Super League coaches came to watch a few of the games, and I was on edge watching them because I always knew I wanted to play Super League, but I never ever imagined that it was going to be the next year.
Yeah.
And yeah, just kind of had a good season, played an all right game when they were watching. And then I remember getting a call from Sarah that summer, and she just said she wanted to offer me a contract. And honestly, I couldn't believe it. I was like, I thought she was having a joke. Like, I thought she was having a laugh, but no, it was amazing. And yeah, felt super proud to be able to kind of accept her offer, take the contract, and yeah, run with it. But obviously then she left it for Australia and Vic came in, and it was amazing because I've known Vic for such a long time. She's kind of known me since I've been probably 10 or 11. She used to coach my sister at county, actually. So it was really cool to be able to then be coached under Vic in my first Super League contract. So yeah, it was amazing. And yeah, definitely didn't expect it, but it was such a cool opportunity.
And that moment as well, obviously just gathering the entire family round and just saying, I want to tell you something.
Yeah, it was. I think I started crying, to be honest. I was up, I remember exactly how it happened. I was upstairs and I got a call from an unknown number, and obviously answered it. It was Sarah, and I was obviously shook, like absolutely speechless. And I remember running downstairs and telling my mum, and I was burst into tears. I was like, I've just been offered a contract, and my mum was like so happy. I remember exactly how it happened. It was amazing. But yeah, and then obviously telling the whole family, it was really cool, but special moment, definitely, and one to remember.
And memories in there as well, that'll also include your debut. It was against Pulse.
Yes. Yeah. No, that was an amazing, amazing moment. I remember it was at Nottingham Arena, and my whole family had come to watch, and I remember stepping out on court, and I was just so out of breath. I thought, what on earth is going on? It was just amazing, like the whole atmosphere, everything, but I literally couldn't breathe when I was playing. And I remember coming off the court, and I think I said to Fran or Betty, I was like, I'm so out of breath, I don't understand what's wrong with me. And they were like, oh, it's your first wind. And I was like, what's that? And anyway, I think it was all the adrenaline, everything that came together was just absolutely amazing. But yeah, so cool, super cool experience to be able to step out on court and play against Pulse, one of the other, like, kind of best in the league. So yeah, it was amazing. Yeah, really cool.
Year later, you got player of the season under 19.
Yeah, the year before I got called up into Super League was kind of the year I got player of the season, which was yeah, amazing. I think coming off the back of a long term injury, Sam Griffin actually did a lot of work with me to kind of get me back up to scratch. I remember I joined under 19 NPL with Lightning and I could hardly catch a ball. I was like running onto the ball and I just was so uncoordinated. And she kind of did loads of one-to-ones with me, loads of kind of hard graft, and kind of got me back to playing some really good netball and obviously back onto the court. And yeah, ended up getting player of the season, which is, yeah, didn't expect at all. But yeah, it was really amazing moment.
And it's not why anyone does it, but little awards like that make it all worthwhile.
Oh, 100%. Like, just the feeling inside when you get awarded it, you just feel so chuffed. And yeah, it's really special. And I suppose, like even throughout, like, age group stuff, so, like, even getting a player of the match or, like, getting a player of nationals and awards like that have started to go out are really cool. And I think the girls that get that just definitely feel another oomph to be like, okay, I am good. I am could go somewhere with this. So I think, yeah, I think they're really important. I think they should continue.
From Lightning, you went to Thunder. What was that like when you obviously were part of that side, but you went from one massive team to another?
Yeah, I mean, it was cool. Like, it was an amazing experience. I was definitely very nervous going into it because they just won. So they'd just beaten us in the final the year before. And then I obviously signed with them as reigning champions, which was really cool. And Karen was amazing, had a conversation with Tracy, and I absolutely loved Thunder. Like, couldn't speak more highly of them as a club. So welcoming, the girls were lovely. It was definitely like a family. But I say that about Lightning, any club that I've been part of, it's all been amazing. But yeah, I think definitely when I joined Thunder, I was very nervous, but obviously ecstatic to get a contract from the reigning champions. It was really cool. And especially to be kind of working under Tracy and Karen was a really exciting time. But yeah, definitely nervous going into the environment. But yeah, it was amazing.
At that time, what do you think they added into your game?
Definitely a bit of maturity, to be honest. I think I remember when I first joined, so I'm very much a player that loves to ask questions. Like, I will ask and ask and ask, and if I don't understand something, I'll keep asking. And I very much now, when I do lots of coaching, I encourage my players to ask questions, because it's the worst thing when a player doesn't understand it. And I used to hate that feeling of being, so this probably links actually to my dyslexia. So, like, it takes me a lot longer to understand something than probably other people do. So I used to ask and ask and ask. And I think Karen was thinking, when is she going to stop asking questions? And actually, she was great. And she kind of understood me as a person. And she kind of adapted to how I learned. And yeah, I suppose maybe a little bit of maturity came with my game with Karen. And yeah, I remember going into my first session and Tracy was trying to coach us a three over. And I was like, what do I have to do? And they were like, what do you mean you don't know how to do a three over? And I was like, well, I think I do, but I don't really know. And I remember getting so flustered about it, because obviously Thunder's like, love a three over. And obviously learned that through her and kind of learned how to kind of drop off and drop onto players. And yeah, I think definitely learned a lot through Karen and Trace. And even though Tracy was only in for a couple of months before going out to Oz, I definitely kind of developed through that. And obviously then Gabby came in to work with us. So yeah, no, learned lots under Karen, and kind of definitely not only on court but off court was able to kind of grow as a person.
And you got your 50th appearance at Thunder as well. Did you know it was coming up?
I actually didn't. I remember Shads had got hers, I think, the week before. And I was like, that's amazing kind of thing. And then I remember it was then my week. And I was like, what? I had no idea. But Phil does a really good job of kind of keeping track with everything. And they make it really special. And they've got banners in the changing rooms and everything. So, no, it was a really cool opportunity to kind of be able to say that I've played 50 Super League games. And yeah, would have loved to do another 50. But hey, these things happen. And yeah, they made it a really special day.
And from Thunder, you went to Rhinos, a time when Jeeva was there, really. So what was that like, obviously, the environment and just having somebody of that class around you?
Amazing. Like, so unbelievable. Like, such an unbelievable opportunity to be able to say you've played and learned from Jeeva. I mean, she's actually a legend of the game, isn't she? She's just so experienced, so knowledgeable. I think I was maybe a little bit nervous to meet her, because I think she's always been, like, my, like, inspiration. I think if you're any defensive player, you kind of look up to Jeeva and think, wow, she's done amazing things. So then when I first met her, I was probably a bit weird and awkward and yeah. But she was so cool, like, so lovely, so down to earth. And actually, when you were playing and training with her, she would be like, maybe do this differently, maybe think about this. And I was like, oh my gosh, yeah, like, I would never even have thought about that. I think I was just gutted I wasn't able to kind of take as much from her as what I would have loved, in the sense of obviously last season struggled quite a lot with injury, being in and out and things. And that kind of didn't just reflect in the games, it also reflected in training. So I wasn't able to kind of put 100% into learning from her just with like being in and out of the season. But yeah, she was such an amazing role model for all of us in the team, not even just the defensive end, because she was that kind of mother hen and kind of kept us all intact. And I think it was a bit of a tricky time at Rhinos when obviously Liana left and we were kind of had a bit of quite a long period of time without a head coach. And Maggie obviously really kindly stepped in. But I think it was a time when the whole team needed to kind of pull together and yeah, really work as a team and as a one. And she was just amazing for that. Like she really kind of held the fort, her and Beth. But yeah, no, she's just, yeah, really super cool person and still in touch with her now, which is really lovely to say. So yeah, she's amazing.
You missed the final two games, but I would have assumed you were still there and been there for the team.
Yeah, I went to every game once I couldn't play. I didn't play the first couple as well at the start of the season and then obviously missed the last couple. But yeah, I was definitely there supporting them the whole way. Was quite loud on the sideline. I'm not the quietest person. So I think probably the fans were getting a bit of a headache from me shouting. But no, it was amazing to kind of still be involved and still be part of the team. But ultimately, it was quite hard knowing that kind of had a big battle to climb with the kind of operation on the rise. But was able to kind of still be really involved and still feel like I was part of that team, even though there was kind of someone else that had come in to replace me.
Hi, I'm Juva Mentor and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Maybe a word on that recovery. How was that for you? Was it hard at times? Was it tricky to get through? Or optimistic were you, I suppose?
So kind of, if we go back to the start of the season, I obviously had the injection to kind of help the knee, because I'd had kind of niggles and pains throughout my knee heading into the season. So kind of had an injection to kind of tame it all down and hopefully try and sort it, but didn't really go to plan as much as what we would have hoped, and it wasn't as kind of successful. So I kind of suppose I was caught between a bit of a rock and a hard place, in the sense of, on one hand, I wanted to play every minute of training, play every minute of match play, do everything I possibly could. But then on the other hand, I also knew that by doing that, I was in so much pain and I was just kind of making myself worse. So it was a really hard situation. Then obviously on the flip side of that, mentally, it was a tricky situation to be in terms of, obviously, like we said about kind of going to Rhinos, I kind of went thinking that that's my bib, I'm going to take it, run with it, kind of be that goal defence. Playing under Jeeva was like a dream come true. So then to kind of come off the back of that and be like, actually, I can't play, I can't move the way that I want to move, I can't do what I want to be able to do because I'm in pain, was like really tricky mentally in terms of the netball side. But then also away from the netball court, I was obviously live in the middle of nowhere, love the outdoors. But after we had training or after a match on a weekend, I was sat home on the sofa with ice on my knee, not being able to move, kind of just sat like waiting to be able to train again. So it was very much like I was living for netball, but actually wasn't able to enjoy the netball because I wasn't able to put out on court what I wanted to do. So it was a bit of like whirlwind of a couple of months, being able to kind of manage it mentally and also physically try and be in as little pain as possible. So I wouldn't say it was easy at all, because it wasn't. It was a really hard kind of period. And then obviously when I got to the stage where I couldn't play anymore and had to go get another scan and it came back that I needed an operation, that was obviously really hard to get my head around. But I suppose it was eventually like I had some answers and I was then able to enjoy the last few games, cheer everyone on and kind of go into the next few weeks knowing that this is the situation, I'm getting the operation, and then we kind of go from there.
You were due to sign for Dragons this season as well. So when that decision had been made, must have been really difficult for you.
Yeah, so kind of Dragons have were absolutely amazing, to be honest. I had my operation June time and was in conversations with Dragons just after when the signing window happened. So I had my operation 3 weeks before the signing window and then obviously had conversations with Dragons at the start of the signing window. And they were amazing. I obviously told them the whole situation. The operation that I had was a bigger operation than what we'd initially planned. And they were, my conversations were mainly with Curly and she was great about it, so understanding, knew everything about the operation that I'd had. And yeah, just very much stayed in contact with me throughout the whole summer around what it looked like. Very much told me that she was interested in me. And yeah, I think she was so supportive with the whole situation. And actually, I'd had this operation. I'd been told that I was going to be back on court 4 months later. So I was actually so excited about the opportunity to sign with Dragons. I'd also said to Wales, because obviously my dad's Welsh, I said, I'd obviously switched from playing with England. I'd stepped away from England kind of in the February time when my knee started to play up. I said I kind of wanted to take a break from it. I'd been in it for 3 years at that point. I thought, in the Futures programme, sorry, for 3 years. And I thought, actually, I want to kind of take a step away from it, concentrate more on the domestic league and actually run with it and get myself sorted. And obviously yeah. took a step away from it, was focusing on kind of trying to get my knee sorted. And actually Wales then approached me about kind of the opportunity to play for them, and actually sounded like a really cool opportunity and one that wasn't loads and loads and loads of commitment. So actually I was able to still get that recovery with my knee. So kind of agreed to that, which is really exciting. And obviously that tied in really nicely with the Cardiff situation. So yeah, was really, really excited about the prospect, and actually moved down there in kind of September time. And recovery was going really well up until about September time. And then I started to run and jump again and my knee just flared up, started getting the same pain as what I was getting in the season. And yeah, it was just agony. And I kind of tried to hide it a little bit, if I'm honest. Didn't really want to admit it because I think I thought, oh, maybe it's just it getting used to like kind of the impact again. Maybe it'll be fine. Maybe it's mental. But it kind of got to the stage where I was struggling to walk again, struggling to do day-to-day tasks. And I remember I was walking to the swimming pool and Curly drove past me on the road and she stopped and kind of watched me walk. And the next day when I saw her, she was like, you were limping to the swimming pool. And I was like, no, I know. So it kind of got to the stage where I need to go see a consultant again, need to go get a scan. And the scan came back and said I have to have 3 months totally kind of off feet and recovery. So that was when it kind of took a turn with Dragons, and kind of we started having the conversations around like, what does actually this look like moving forward? What does it look like next season? And then obviously kind of one thing led to another, and obviously I've had to end up stepping away from the sport due to kind of what came back on the scan. So yeah, it's been a bit of a tricky time, but was super, super excited for like this prospect of playing in Cardiff, and they're an amazing team. All the girls were absolutely lovely with the whole situation. So really sad that I kind of stepped away from it, but I definitely still support the girls and couldn't be happier for the time that I was down there.
We know about the support the Netball Players Association have and obviously what they're able to offer to players. Were they always at the end of the phone line? Did they check in regularly to see how you were?
Yeah, no, they've been absolutely fab, to be honest. I think it's probably been a bit of hard work for them. I've been quite regularly in contact with Sarah for the last kind of year, I'd say. Just with the whole situation, with my knee situation, she's been like, so great with me. And I suppose I'm a bit of a ditzy person, a bit rubbish. So she's been kind of really good in kind of telling me, okay, so this is what you're meant to do. This isn't what you meant to do kind of thing. And I suppose really good kind of person to go for advice around kind of how I kind of approach coaches about the situation, how I do anything kind of thing. She's been great. And I suppose MPA have just been an amazing kind of figure for me to be able to lean on. And yeah, I'm actually, was meant to meet up with her today. I'm just absolutely rubbish at replying to her. She's great, and she's become a bit of a friend for me. And actually, I think she was probably one of the first people I told when the whole situation happened that I was going to have to step away from the sport. And she's been, yeah, amazing. I couldn't speak more highly of her.
These are the podcasts you can speak to, no doubt.
Yeah.
So what have you been doing since? A bit of the farm life?
Since I have been moved back home, moved back to Cumbria in with James, my boyfriend, and got a job working in a school, which is really cool. And actually our landlords offered us the opportunity to kind of take on the farming of the farm that we are living on at the moment, which is an amazing kind of next step. I think when I stepped away from netball, I was obviously absolutely gutted. Like, it was never ever what I wanted to do at all, but I suppose it was maybe forced upon me. And actually everyone was saying to me when it was happening, everything happens for a reason, and I don't think I could ever see that. I was like, no, it doesn't. Like, what am I meant to do? Because I think when you play netball to such a high standard and such a kind of, it becomes everything. It becomes your personality. It becomes your
environment. Yeah.
Yeah. It becomes your identity. And I think everyone knew me as being an netball player. So then to step away from that and be like, what am I? I don't know what I want to be. I don't know what I can be. And I love my coaching, and that's something I do really want to continue. But I was like, I don't know what I actually want to go into. I don't know what I want to do. And actually, I love the outdoors. I love helping on the farm, because there was a farmer that was farming here that was employed by our landlords, and it was kind of on a contract deal. And I loved like kind of helping out when I could, especially around lambing time. And actually we were then approached to kind of, were asked if we wanted to take on the farming ourselves, both myself and James. And it's just an opportunity we couldn't really turn down. And I suppose actually one door does shut and another door does open, and it feels very much like it was meant to be. And I'm really enjoying farming. It's really cool. It's very different. It's actually quite nice that I don't feel like I've got any pressure on me to kind of perform, or do you know what I mean? It's like just a nice way of life. And yeah, just really enjoying kind of being able to learn and kind of develop my knowledge within that industry as well. And it's something totally different. I've still got my netball fix with coaching, but also got something that's totally different. No one knows me for being Ella, a netball player in this industry. So it's quite nice in that sense.
And Super League's still something you can watch on telly and still enjoy?
Yeah, I think I found it quite hard the start of the season, I'm not going to lie. I haven't watched as much as I would have liked to. I love watching netball, but I think it still gives me a little bit of a lump in my throat watching it. I think I still find it a bit tricky. But yeah, I've not been to any games yet, but I'm hoping to get to the... well, I've bought a ticket, actually. I'm going to the Leeds versus Manchester game in a few weeks' time at Bellevue. So that should be really nice, catching up with some friends. And yeah, no, that'll be my first kind of experience being back watching it live, which I don't know whether it might be quite raw. I don't know. I don't know how I'll feel, but I love the sport. And I'm sure that in a month or so's time, I'll be watching it every single night religiously when it's on. So yeah, I'm sure I'll get back to kind of being able to do that. But at the moment, I think I'm still finding it a little bit tricky. But I love seeing all my friends, everyone that I've played with do well. So yeah, it's kind of hard to not watch, but hard to watch.
Final question, and you don't need to be bias now, who do you fancy for the title?
Oh, who do I fancy for the title? I think Loughborough might take it this year. But I would like to see Loughborough do well. I'd like to see Thunder do well. And I would love to see, I suppose I've got a soft spot for Dragons. I would love to see them do well. Obviously coming from there this season, they've been smashing it this year. So yeah, definitely got a bit of a soft spot for them. So yeah, I think maybe... Yeah, I don't know, Loughborough or Thunder. I don't know. I actually don't know now.
I threw that on you, didn't I? Ella, always good to catch up. And yeah, just important really that we see how you've been doing since obviously the news, and really good to speak to you.
Yeah, no, thank you. It's really good to chat.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.